This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Chances are you've had the opportunity to study firsthand the swollen, itchy welt left by a mosquito bite. And now, scientists have too.
Well, we haven't studied itching yet in our laboratory studies.
Clive McKimmy, an immunologist at the University of Leeds in England.
What we've shown is that the inflammation associated with bites is not good for you as a host, and it gives the virus an advantage.
To understand why, let's back up to mosquito spit.
Now, I know it's a little disgusting to think about, but when a mosquito bites you, they're actually spitting out quite a lot of saliva into your skin.
That saliva can contain viruses, like Zika or chikungunya, and viruses and the tissue damage from the bite are a rallying cry for the immune system. McKimmy and his colleagues studied that immune response in mice, and they found that when immune cells show up at the bite, the viruses infect them and turn those immune cells into factories for further virus replication.
Your own immune system, which is meant to help your body defend itself against infection, seems to be inadvertently promoting an aspect of a virus infection.
Overall, the inflammation resulted in 10 times more virus in the mice compared to being inoculated with the virus without a bite. The study is in the journal Immunity. More viruses means a higher chance they'll infect your organs, and other mosquitoes too. So McKimmy says it might be worth testing a cheap anti-inflammatory, like a topical ibuprofen cream, to see if it cuts virus numbers.
You've got to remember that these infections tend to be present in parts of the world which are quite economically deprived, and so we can't come up with an expensive new medication because it's unlikely to be appropriate for that situation.
The real beauty of this topical treatment approach, though, if it works, is its versatility. It zeroes in not on a specific disease, but that one thing they all have in common, the bite. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.